Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Ready, willing, and Vrabel. Yes, we are, everybody. Good afternoon, and welcome to your show, WEEI Afternoons, coming to you from our fabulous broadcast bunker in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. And finally, yes, finally, the takeover is complete. My master plan at work, for it is just I. Oh, there's Andy. Oh, he's in the hallway. He just flipped me off. All right, we're back on script. Hi, everybody. What's going on? Your old pal Nick Fitzy Stevens here alongside Dan Ball, Stanley Stiz, Grimy Bruno, and of course, Dandy Andy Hart, the tiny tower of sour power in the house. We are coming to you, of course, from 93.7 to FM, WEEI, WEEI.com, and of course, the Odyssey app. Little note. Now, you might be wondering, I'd heard rumors. I'd heard intimations and inklings of a broadcast down at Gillette Stadium today. Well, we were actually in attendance at practice in various forms and iterations as the New England Patriots had day one of mandatory minicamp from Gillette Stadium, home to your six-time Super Bowl champion Patriots. Drake in the house, Stephon Diggs, Joshie McDee, and so many more. We've got thoughts, news, updates, and more coming at you in just a moment. A few technical difficulties led us back from whence we came, which is where we belong here in our fabulous studios, powered by Verizon. Andy Hart just literally drove in from practice, so he's going to be coming in momentarily with a hot set of he's even got his midsummer Andy Hart Football Observer khaki shorts on, so I know he is like in his lane and on brand.
That's a must at Patriots practice.
No visor today is crazy, though. I thought that was a given.
Oh my gosh,
he's got Russell Papers.
Oh my god, I mean, this guy, talk about being in his element. He was on Media Hill. He was probably just loving up Giardi, maybe high fived with Perillo, split a Diet Pepsi. I wish I could quit you. Grand old time. Andy was doing his thing. Now he's got, like, as you probably just saw on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, he's got like his official program sheet with names and numbers. The numbers still have the numbers been settled on entirely, Andy? Have all the numbers been assigned yet?
Yeah, they have assigned numbers. You got doubled up at this point, and some guys could change later. I also learned a bunch of names that I've never seen before in my life.
As much talk as we've made of people.
Some crappy wide receiver wearing number 30. Funny name. I'll get to it in a minute.
But as many guys as we're trying to learn from free agency, from the turnover, from the draft, and of course the bountiful crop of UDFAs, there are still even more names to learn at this point. And of course, yes, everyone, if you are waiting, sitting on your hands, pins and needles, we will have a fresh Andy Hart observation on the living legend of Efton Chisholm, future Patriots Hall of Famer, future NFL Hall of Famer.
He's at a complete 180 over the last couple of days of this show. All of a sudden, he is intrigued. He is all in. He can't quit Efton Chisholm right now.
So on the Six Rings podcast, Megan Ottolini and I originally dubbed Kyle Williams. And by the way, just a couple other things to set on the table, folks. 2:30-ish, we may be hearing from Patriots quarterback Drake May, who should be speaking live from Foxborough. We will endeavor to carry that live for you and then, of course, provide the appropriate analysis and feedback afterwards. And we may be working on something extra special that I cannot divulge fully yet, but Big Ted's in the house, hulking his way towards something that could be, well, it could be an exclusive to us, Andy, today, and I think the audience would be hopefully able to tune in a little bit later in the show. Good afternoon. How are you?
I am tremendous.
Welcome back to your show.
Yeah, I'm bouncing all around.
You do it. But you're in your, like, listen.
Now, you also know I'm a creature of habit. I like to get places early. I like to know what I'm doing. Don't like to fly by the seat of my little pants.
You couldn't come in here, like, have a lucky energy, have a second one, have all of us say, like, Andy, please, come on, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
There may be one of those in the future today. We might need, put it in the icebox.
This is a radio show, not a podcast at double speed. But I know from having watched many practices down there for shows, live broadcasts with you, Six Rings podcast, that's your element. And about this Efton Chisholm thing, first and foremost,
yeah.
Mego and I had dubbed Kyle Williams the Timeline King. not the footwork king, like as you see on many of the social media videos made to prop up and bolster the image and rehab of certain players. Mm. He's the timeline king because for a while, everyone couldn't stop talking about, I think the Patriots really got a good one here. Like, his release package could be the best coming out. I know. Yeah.
Excuse me?
Pause.
As long as you don't flip those two words, I think you're fine. His release package, fine.
Put release pack. Type release package into Twitter. I guarantee you he's the first thing that comes up.
I'm trying to pull my finger out, and my finger is stuck in the hole.
All right. Organic and well played, Stanley. But now, Efton Chisholm has taken his place. Dear Lord, everybody doesn't just have him as a mini camp and probably, you know, barring, of course, catastrophic injury, training camp body or player to watch, but rather, I mean, this guy, it seems like he's made the roster already. He's probably getting fit for his red jacket.
Oh, yeah.
And I think there are defensive coordinators across the entire league, probably flag football players. Hell, the world doesn't know what to do about Efton Chisholm.
And the best part of it is, prior to today, there was probably on total like 40 people who had ever seen Efton Chisholm that had expressed their views to the public. Right? Yep. Like today there was a crap ton of people down there, media. There was also, I don't know, sponsors or somebody was, because I walked up and I was overwhelmed because there was like a couple thousand people watching the practice, all these mucky
mucks. Set the scene for those not in attendance.
So Gillette Stadium is chaos right now because The Weeknd apparently performs tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
So you got
so
that
funny
build
because
going
I can't
on.
Feel my face when I'm with you.
That's hurtful. I would come back with something from a Weeknd song if I knew something from a Weeknd song. It was funny because I got there and I asked the security guard. I go, said something. How's it going? Ah, really busy. I go, how come? She goes, The Weeknd, and I'm like, today's
but
Monday.
You guys
There's
had plenty of
weekend.
Time. It's Monday.
I literally,
you
thought
literally,
that.
You did not walk into that.
And no, and then I was like, oh, you mean the artist? She's like, yeah, there's 50 tractor trailer trucks setting up or
Why
something.
Why does he put on? Do you remember his halftime show?
Yeah, I didn't care for it.
You didn't?
Was that the one wrapped in toilet paper and
no,
like tidy whiteys?
No. He was like in the Hall of Mirrors, and he's like, I don't know how to
oh,
escape
yeah, I didn't
this.
Like that one either.
It became a very famous GIF and meme.
That became that was a super meme. Sick brag. 3, 2, 1. I was there. Saw it live. I was one of the one people for every three, like, fake cardboard people down
Such
there.
Such a great story.
Plus, it was an amazing story.
I didn't bring my sunglasses, and the sun was kind of blinding lightish.
Down there? Nope.
Oh, didn't even get it.
Nope.
Wow, Nick,
no,
you didn't even
get
it.
I got it. I got it.
Anyway.
Actually, you know the funny thing is, Stiz? I feel it coming, and we'll be right back after this.
Lots of activity down at Gillette. But before today, there were really only a few dozen people qualified to talk about anything Efton Chisholm had done. They'd never seen him on a practice field.
Unless
in
your
Foxborough.
Name is Phil Perry, Mark Daniels, or Mike Giardi.
Couple cameramen, you know, photographers.
Mike Dussault, Paul Perillo, yes.
And you heard all these people, I really like what I hear about this or what I'm seeing. I think Efton Chisholm's going to make the team. I think he's going to catch up. How do you know?
Hey, did you see? He's running with the first, bro.
So if you notice, I never said anything overly negative about him. I just expressed my dubious nature, cynicism about him. I never said he sucks or because I had never seen him. How could I possibly say that? I just mocked the Cooper Kupp 2.0, Julian Edelman 2.0.
The legend of Eastern Washington now, yes, exactly.
Today, I can tell you, having watched him for a full 20 minutes.
That's all you needed.
Totally underwhelmed. I didn't really see much. didn't see much. You know who looked good to me? I'll flip the script on that.
Go ahead. Please say Jalen Polk.
No.
Okay.
Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs is all hopped up. He has an energy that is contagious out there.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's
pink.
We'll stay away from where the energy comes from, but he has an energy. You know how we always talk about Peppers and the energy he brings?
Mm-hmm. And then we felt weird about it for a while.
Definitely something interesting with energy in these two guys, but
we used to talk on the Six Rings like, oh man, that guy wakes up and has a bowl full of violence for breakfast every day, and then sometimes Friday in Braintree.
So wide receiver drills was something I was watching because there's so few things you can watch in these camps that are really valuable, and I give Mike Vrabel credit for that. In his pre-practice press conference, he acknowledged that, like, These are passing camps. We can't bull rush. We can't do this.
It's get to know you time.
But you can
still
watch wide receivers run around and see if they're quick, see if they're athletic, see if they catch the ball.
Release package.
See their release package if you are into that kind of thing. I'm not as much, but whatever.
Whatever.
But I thought as you're watching them go through drills, A, there's a bounce and an energy on the totality of the practice field. The reports we've heard, I don't know if urgency is the word I want to use in shorts and t-shirts, but there's definitely an energy and a bounce and guys running around and going from drill to drill and rep to rep and all that.
Quick question. Is that because they're inspired to perform because Vrabel is bringing the big Mike energy, or is it because they've seen people get cut that were former captains and leaders on this team, and it's like, this guy, DGAF, like, I got to earn this job.
No. I think there is a culture and an energy that's being managed, created through Vrabel, down through the McDanielses, and, you know, even Alonzo Highsmith, who I don't even know what his exact title is, but dude's in the front office. He's on the field, and he brings an energy. They were doing wide receiver drills. New drill for me. I've never seen this before. You're probably familiar with this. You're a workout guy, a gym guy, a little yoga, some of that crap. Mm-hmm. You know the BOSU ball that
you have
in every gym?
Yes, sir.
You do abs on it or balancing on it. They use those out on the practice field. They stand up, three receivers stand on them, and they're throwing passes, and they're trying to balance on the BOSU ball while being slapped around by Alonzo Highsmith.
Get out.
Random.
That's tough.
Yeah. And they are professionals, so they did a pretty good job of making
that's
it look
you want to talk
easy.
About core and glute strength 101, Dave.
But if I were going to give you sort of big ticket takeaways, watching the wide receivers, the first takeaway is totally underwhelmed by Efton Chisholm. Now, I didn't get to see a lot of team drills or anything like that. I did get reports after I left from my guy Giardi, boots on the ground, third team reps, not first team reps. So,
he belongs right now.
Absolutely. Because you know who does look good in the same form and fashion? DeMario Douglas. The only issue for me is when I projected him to have 100 catches last year and he kind of underwhelmed, I'm a little hesitant to go all in on DeMario Douglas. DeMario Douglas, the first person Josh McDaniels talked to when he jogged on the field, dapped him up, patted him on the head, talked to him. So
hopefully it was a gentle pat.
Yeah,
he had two concussions.
Yeah, gentle. But all those people that want to say, oh, Josh must love Efton Chisholm, which I think he probably does. I've said this already. I believe all these reports are somewhat sourced. I think people see what they see with Chisholm, and then maybe they make a phone call, and they're like, yeah, he's pretty good. He's got a shot to compete. He's got a shot to do something here. But DeMario Douglas looked good, and I thought Stephon Diggs. I didn't love the video last week that was put out.
Uh-huh.
I thought he looked pretty good.
The one where he was racing, and we were both like, the knee looks a little tight.
I didn't see
any
of that in person.
Tight.
He looked quick. He looked bouncy. He looked energetic. Now, I don't think he's passed his physical yet because he's not taking part in everything. He's just doing sort of the drills. But that would be my number one takeaway. My number two takeaway. Is there an expectation of how many of these I'm going to have?
No.
Okay, good. So I'm just
going to
number
them. Just keep going.
I'm not like that caller on Jones and Keefe who had five.
You could switch from numbers to letters, and I don't think anyone would care.
My number two takeaway, we'll call it takeaway B, is that on defense, two guys that I think are obviously key cogs in the back end of the defense, I think Christian Gonzalez looks a little bigger and more yoked up. Looks like he's put on some mass muscle and ready to tackle a little bit more and play the physicality.
But he's already a pretty fundamentally sound tackler, as are all the good corners.
And when you get
defense.
A little extra size to it, it makes it that much easier. Or maybe when he's getting press coverage, he's like, you're not going anywhere. He's just grabbing on guys. They're not going anywhere. The other guy who I didn't think needed to get any bigger that looks like he's a little bigger, maybe a little more sand in his pants, Peppers. Peppers. And I'm like, are you moving to linebacker? Because I'm not sure you needed to get any bigger.
Now
he's got a little more sand in his pants.
Wouldn't that be interesting if Peppers plays more towards the line of scrimmage in the box?
Why not?
Duggar is your strong safety on the back end. And could that be an indication of how good they feel? No, maybe more about Woodson.
Or Woodson, maybe the eraser. We'll see.
The
young guy.
Isn't
we'll
he the 35-year-old safety?
He's not that old. Ted 26. Misspoke when he said. I think he's only 24, I thought. I think Ted shared
stats
a 26
and info. Could
and he
you,
might be 24.
Could you
he's a little older college football player, but nothing. He's not Chris Wenke. He didn't play minor league baseball for 7 years.
Or was
years.
The name of the Oklahoma State quarterback who was like 42 when he came in?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah,
not that
guy.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
He. Those are the first two things that visually sort of jumped off the field. And then the overall tenor of the practice I liked the energy. Now, again, I'm just extrapolating from a few minutes down there, half hour, whatever it was, 40 minutes before I get the call.
He is 24, by the way. 24 years
old. Yeah, 24. Not that old. It's fine. No. Older, but
he's
not that old.
As old as Belichick's girlfriend.
And in the COVID NIL era, guys are getting older. They make a lot of money or they had extra years because of COVID, so they stick around a little longer.
Sure.
Especially with all these schools now mandated to spend $20 million.
Jaden Daniels played 55 college football games before
he
was drafted.
They all did. But Bo Nix was the same thing.
Right.
He had a gazillion starts. So age is a little less relevant at this point to the young players. But I did get a roster, as you noticed.
So those are your first two takeaways. Is there a
learning.
Third?
Well, that was really three takeaways in there because the energy was really good. The tempo.
Energy, less than enthused by Chisholm / Diggs look good. And Gonzo's kind of yoked
up.
That's kind of four.
This is very unofficial, too. Very unofficial. I should probably check this before I say
it.
We're recording.
We're recording this. This isn't going on.
Seems like a lot of personnel. Like, not player people, but a lot of ball boys, water boys, assistant coaches, big staff. Seems like there's practically a 2-to-1 ratio player to personnel on the field.
Could that be, now, could that be due to Vrabel being able to sort of like source out and manage a larger staff, whereas last year Mayo may have wanted a smaller one because he couldn't really handle it. He was not as effective at delegating.
Or didn't have the staff in mind. Maybe Vrabel, in all his journey through the ranks of football,
he's
said,
I got
a lot of guys.
Every Vrabro he knows, he's brought aboard the Patriots.
Yeah, but don't paint that as a bad thing.
No.
If we painted it as a bad thing that Mayo didn't have May Bros, well, he did. He hired his one, and he's still there.
And that's the funny thing is the one Mayo.
He's a bro with Mayo.
The one
and
Mayo
Vrabel.
Bro
he's
is actually still there, yeah.
But I like if we paint it as he didn't have a Rolodex, which is how we termed it, to put his staff and his sort of, then I'm going to deem it a positive that Vrabel had all these people that he feels like can positively impact. And a lot of them, as I said, are, you know, ball boy, water boy, lower level, but up through sports, you know, performance type people, nutritious. There just seems like there's a large staff on the field. But yeah, if you want me to make a Efton Chisholm, just thoroughly underwhelmed. I didn't see any of the quickness.
Was there a chance to shine?
Not really.
You know what?
Was there a chance to shine?
They knew practice was open, and they were like, hey, Chiz, why don't you slow it down today? I don't want you getting poached if we have to put you on the practice squad.
We'll see. You know, and there's a few guys not taking part that I would have liked to have seen. Like, I would like to see Mac Hollins in person on the practice
field. What's he managing right now? Is there a thing?
He's managing not to practice from what I saw.
Is he dinged up?
And guess who was warming up, how he was warming up?
How?
Yes.
Shoeless.
Shoeless Mac Hollins, yeah. I see this guy throwing a ball around, and immediately I look down, no shoes. I'm like, oh, Mac Hollins is out here. That's good. Great. So
Big Toby Keith fan, though, right? No. Who's the who's
I thought
no
you were
going
to say big toes, and I was like, you know what they say about a guy with big toes?
Hey, now.
No, big shoes.
Oh, this is awkward.
There we go. All right, I've got our first one by 219. Well done.
But, yeah, so those were my takeaways before getting sort of jettisoned out of there. Mike Vrabel, I think we'll play some audio from him. Mm-hmm. Coming up, I listened to him pre-practice. The one thing I do enjoy about him is he continues to talk up, but in the same mouth sort of devalue these OTAs and these passing camps where he's like, you know, he has said at one point, well, all the passes are 3rd and 10, so you got these guys just rushing off the edge because they know there's no run coming.
They're teeing off on them.
And then he's also telling me, well, but the defensive linemen, they're not allowed to bull rush, and they can't do this, and they can't do that. So he basically is sort of voicing what I've always, like, watch the defensive backs, watch the quarterbacks, watch the wide receivers. Those guys, you can see athletic traits or who's in shape or very, you know, catch the ball. Has, oh, my God, Jaheim Bell. Oh, my God.
How is he
the
still
worst
on the
drop I've ever seen in my life?
You've
and I'm exaggerating, and no. I've seen a lot, yeah. But it's going to go up there with the Fred Taylor one I remember from like 15 years ago.
Fred Taylor was already an established NFL legend by the time you saw a Fred Taylor drop.
Jaheim Bell, not.
No.
And he did one of those little turnaround routes in the end zone, just going to turn around, quarterback's going to hit me right in the hands, and the quarterback hit you. Well, where your hands were, you just didn't slow the ball down as it went right through your hands out the back of the end zone.
Oh, not even off his dome?
No. Just right through. You know, they tell you to put the triangle together, fingertips and the.
Sure.
He made the triangle, but it was too big or not tight enough, and it just.
Who threw it?
The third guy. No, the third guy.
Ben, what's
Woodford,
his face?
Woodward
Reserve.
Something.
Yep.
Yeah, him. He threw it. So that stuck out of my mind. And again, I didn't get to see it.
We're not going to have 3 tight ends on the team this year.
Yeah, you will.
Who's going to be the third one?
Oh, another one.
Wait.
Just off the top. Number 46 in your program.
I knew it.
Dude is massive.
What's his name? Dupree?
Brock do something. Mm. Brock Lampy.
Lampy.
I like Lampy.
I love Lampy.
Big MF-er. He's way bigger than Devlin.
So
same number.
But would it surprise you, though? Would it surprise you, considering that the Yak Attack was in Foxborough and then followed Josh McDee out to Vegas, would it not surprise you if I Love Lampy was a part of this team because he's bringing the fullback back?
Oh, no. I think they like fullbacks, and I think there's always been this sort of philosophy or mentality that if you have a fullback, it tells teams who you are. Like, there's a certain image.
Oh, it declares before the fight has begun.
Yeah, that you're a physical team. You're going to do these types of things, well, short yardage,
all those
things.
The whole idea is to hit people before the hitting even begins.
So sometimes there's value in that, and I haven't seen this guy hit yet because obviously they're not allowed to hit.
But he's a hoss.
He fills out the 46 jersey better than Devlin ever did. And you know how much I love James Devlin. Looks like he had shoulder pads on and there were no pads.
How could you?
That lamp. Do you really love the lamp or are you just saying it because you saw it?
I love lamp.
I love lamp.
I do love lamp, if that's how you say it. This one.
If that guy becomes a lamp, please, it can't be Lampy. I need it to be Lamp.
Yeah, we're gonna call him Lamp around here until he proves
himself. That's fine.
Then we'll call him Lampy.
That's just fine. You do. That's see. I love to hear that. I kind of would love to
Big
see the
Jack
Patriots.
Dude. Yeah.
Bring nothing. That's fine. Just go to commercial.
617-779-7937. It is mandatory minicamp at Gillette Stadium. Ramondre Stevenson was there. Mike Vrabel alluded to a couple guys not being there due to personal issues. He said, quote, "We don't have any holdouts, but there's a couple guys with personal issues that aren't here."
Carlton Davis sighting?
If you tell me his number, I might have cited him. I didn't tend to notice him.
Because I was just kind of excited for the idea of finally getting what could be one of the most electric.
Seven!
One of the most electric 1-2 punches in.
He'll be fine. I'm not worried about Carlton Davis.
I know, but I'm looking forward to seeing the two of them.
He'll be fine. But yeah, we'll have Mike Vrabel audio. We will maybe get some input from Ted Johnson, who is boots on the ground, and we know he's going to have observations. He will have his legal pad just loaded with things that he sees down there. But you can tell I got a little energy today. This felt like a little first step toward football season, toward Patriots season. And even though the Red Sox had a good weekend, we've all been talking about, are we starting to focus on the Patriots because they're the next good team in town? We're going to talk about Mike Vrabel. We're going to talk about OTAs. We're going to talk about the Red Sox as well a little bit later because it was a fun weekend. But first,
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Paul, what's trending? That was Mike Vrabel down in Foxborough a couple hours ago, heading into the first day of Patriots mandatory minicamp. But he's explaining to you why you don't necessarily have to put a lot of stock in a lot of the stuff you're hearing or seeing coming out of Foxborough.
It's June 9th.
Yeah. It's June 9th. What?
It's nice to see them out there developing some camaraderie, a little chemistry, becoming friends, you know, and integrating more and more probably from Josh's now expanded, reconstructed, reconfigured playbook.
Plus, he's bringing in all the ideas that he's never seen before, that he's, you know, melding in from your
He's going to have to tweak them.
Thomas Brown and Todd Downing and Doug Marrone and all those guys.
Oh, so many. Is that too many? Are you a little concerned? Too many cooks in the kitchen already?
Yeah, I am.
Alrighty.
Because it's easy for Josh to say in the first week of June, like, oh, it's great. I'm learning all these plays that, you know, I don't have a lot of familiarity with. Yeah, and when they don't work in early September, you're going to throw them out the playbook and say, you guys are idiots. I'm going back to what I know worked for 25 years. Yeah, I do think there is a possibility, especially if they don't get off to a hot start.
Blistering
good start.
Yeah.
If they start to have little scuffling, little struggles, it's hard. It's easy to trust others now on the practice field.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes harder when you're losing games doing what they told you.
Or what if they're actually hitting you?
What?
Yeah, if they're hitting you.
As like the coach?
Other team. If the coach hits you,
this Thomas, is awkward.
Yeah. If Thomas Brown hits Josh McDaniels, we have like 2 weeks
Not
worth of shows
like
to
that.
Do.
Oh, it'd be amazing.
What? Buddy Ryan and Kevin, whoever the hell, Gilbride did it in Houston.
It's the old Gilbride and Ryan rumble. That's right.
Could happen.
Right in the Wayback Machine.
I don't see it in this group, but you never know. Vrabel could hit somebody.
Remember the good old Cortland Finnegan and Andre?
Yeah. That's what we need, a little angst, a little energy. We are awaiting Drake May will be talking down in Foxborough. Mm-hmm. We're going to take some of that on-field press conference when it becomes available.
Well, fresh Drake.
Well, fresh Drake, and he is, I would say...
How do you look today?
I didn't see a ton of him. He was at the far field. My eyes aren't as great as they used to be, way down the other end.
Are you in the I need binoculars at practice phase of your...
Pretty close.
Pat's observational
fandom?
I'm not
quite ready to accept that reality yet, so I just watch the wide receivers that are close to me and watch those drills.
The people that are in front of me, like, I can tell you everything you need to know about special teams.
Yeah. That was right in front of us.
Because that's, so just so people know, when you're down there on the little hill on the practice fields outside or behind Gillette Stadium, a lot of the offense takes place further away where the stainless steel benches are. That's where your fans watch during training camp. Closer to Media Hill is often some 1v1s for some defensive reps.
Matthew Slater running in a big circle picking up a tennis ball.
Woo! How about that? Ton of kicking drills.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing like watching Tom Curran try to catch a 45-yarder from Nick Folk.
Yeah, now you don't even have Nick Folk. You got
Buttigallis.
Buttigallis and the guy who dropped one of his names, John
Parker. Yeah, what happened? Why all of a sudden?
And the opportunity, because the other guy has already won the job.
He's already won the kicking.
Parker Romo doesn't sound the same.
No, it's weird.
Yeah, right?
Especially when you've had a name in your mind, like John Wilkes Booth. If they just started calling him Wilkes Booth, you'd be like, who's Wilkes Booth?
John Wilkes.
Yeah, it's weird.
What's that all about? You've already established yourself.
Your name
is John Parker Romo.
But Drake May is establishing himself as a leader with this football team. And I would say maybe half dozen questions, five or six questions today were about Drake May, his leadership, his evolving leadership role. Our buddy Mike Reese wrote about it this weekend in his Sunday notes. May have emphasized a singular drill a little too much. And a quick side Reese note.
Mm-hmm.
I think he joined the visor club.
Mike Reese?
Black visor for practice today.
Is it a little small one?
Oh, what? Why are you going to do that?
That's a tiny visor.
Yeah, that's not okay, but I'll have to keep an eye out.
Get at the kid.
You want to bully Mike Reese for a little bit?
Sure.
What is it, that chair? Ted bullies me. You're going to bully Mike Reese from that chair?
That's it. The bully powers.
It's the bully pulpit over there?
That's right.
This is awkward.
This chair was placed atop an ancient native burial ground.
So where is your level of confidence in Drake May as a leader? Before we hear from Drake May, which we could at any moment.
On a scale of 0 to 10? Solid 6.5. I'll go 6.5.
Oh, that's not very good.
I mean, like, I think he's on his way.
So a 65, if you got a 65 on your test and came home, would you get beaten up?
No. Oh. I certainly would.
Punished?
Yes. Had my Metallica tickets taken away when I got a C- in math.
See? So 65, not that good.
No, but I don't think he's we keep hearing from Pop Douglas, from Josh McDaniels, from Mike Vrabel. He's making progress, doing a great job, demonstrating, showcasing himself as a leader. I still don't know if he's ready to take the entire team in his embrace under wing and say, I got this, guys. Don't worry.
Because you know what he needs to do before he does that?
I don't think that's his thing.
Win and make plays.
Sure.
I think you are so much more emboldened or
effective in message.
Lifted.
Sure.
When you're succeeding. Like, you know when he could have gave a good leadership speech? The 12-minute play. Right after that play, I think anybody would have listened to whatever he had to say. When you make a play like that, so make a few more of those plays, and here's an idea.
He should have yelled literally heads or tails whenever the coin was flipped. Like, listen to me, MFers. You see that 12-second run? I got you
so
here.
So a few more of those examples, and more importantly, a few more wins. Because quarterbacks go together with wins. It's the simple reality, and if you don't win, like Jaden Daniels is a leader in part because of he plays really well, but he immediately showed up and won. And that strengthens your leadership. It's one of those, what comes first, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah.
Do great leaders win, or do you win, and that helps you become a greater leader? And the other thing that is interesting, and we can dig into this a little bit later, because there's a Mike Vrabel cut I want to play from it, but I've always had this view, to be a good leader, you got to be willing to be an a-hole. And Mike Vrabel sort of talked about that today in regards to a Drake May question in the NFL.
Might be too nice.
Willie McGinest, great leader, you know? Why? Because people were afraid.
Terrifying human being.
And I do believe, even
Vrabel was a good leader. Why? Didn't DGAF, yeah.
Got an a-hole in him. You know, the Tom Brady even was not afraid to scream at people.
Psycho. Absolute psychopath.
Is Drake May enough of an a-hole to be a good leader? And that sounds weird, but
how's Jaden Daniels? Nobody said, like, man, this guy's a dink.
I also don't know if he's a great leader. He won.
Well,
he won.
The on-field results certainly would indicate that he has leadership.
And that's
qualities.
How you skate by as a leader people aren't sure of. Keep winning. Because then when the going gets tough,
like,
you're going
to
be
an a-hole. Diggs, one of the things that they wanted to overpay for with Diggs is this wide receiver room is statistically underperforming, but also emotionally and in terms of a leadership void, massively underperforming. So Diggs should be able to help both sides of that equation.
Yeah, but can he help guys just, like, have skill and ability and...
Or believe in themselves, or fight their way through whatever they're going through.
Is it just belief, or are they not that good?
Could be both.
Because I think there's a good chance both those guys are not on the roster. Jalen Polk and Javon Baker. When you look down there at the numbers and everything, as you start to kind of go through it, especially if a guy like Efton Chisholm is legit in the conversation, if McDaniels likes him 80% as much as the media likes him, and he's in the conversation to make a roster, those guys are on really thin ice that may have just melted and became a pool. Like
Right.
Matt Collins?
It could be a puddle,
You know, maybe...
Matt Collins is making the roster.
It out there, though, because if Diggs and Matt Collins both start the year on PUP, let's just say they start the year on PUP, that gives you a saving grace probably for some of those other guys, like a Polk, to get a month to prove himself before he's sent packing for a Matt Collins or a Diggs. But if they're all healthy,
that wide receiver room puts no fear in the hearts of opposing cornerbacks, safeties, or coordinators.
And that's why the Patriots, as we found out this weekend, have been looking into any wide receiver who's available. Rashad Bateman, you got a problem in Baltimore? We'd love to talk to you. And right now we go to Foxborough and talk to Drake May. Patriots second-year quarterback Drake May on the field right now down at Gillette Stadium. They've concluded the first day of mandatory minicamp practice, and he is addressing the media about his leadership and some of the other topics that are going to be expectations, interceptions, all those things that are on his plate. Drake May with the media down in Foxborough. We'll touch on that and a little bit more. We also need to get into where Drake May ranks among NFL quarterbacks, according to my best friends at PFF. And you're not going to like not, that.
You didn't mean that, did you?
What?
Best friend.
No, that was sarcasm. We also have, do I hear this right, boys? We have our guy, Ted Johnson, rubbing elbows, banging chests, and doing whatever old linebackers do. Ted Johnson and Mike Vrabel, a WEEI Afternoons exclusive. Stay tuned for that at 3:30. I cannot wait to hear that. But up next, we'll talk a little Drake May, and then it's time for the three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoon.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
According to the text line, Drake sounds like he's matured a ton since this time last year. I feel like he, quote, gets it now. That was Drake May, and that is a strong takeaway from the 978. Drake gets it. Super
Wait, gets
Bowl.
It?
Yep.
Well, I think the first takeaway we had, by the way, new nickname, Drake from State Farm. Very plaintive, nice and easy.
I mean, you know.
That's what I'm going to go with for now.
Make them pay
It's a
for
workshop.
It.
Yeah. Boom, boom. I think the first thing that both of us thought, in addition to any, like, over and above any comments he may have had about getting the guys together and doing this, doing that, and taking the coaching, was just very straightforward. That did sound like somebody who is now getting experiential reps at the microphone, which is a big thing for him. Like, there wasn't a lot of aw shucks or fumbling for words. Like, he kind of sounded like he is a little more seasoned behind the microphone.
But I thought he did a pretty good job with that last year. In a tough situation. He wasn't the Jaden Daniels. He had tough questions to answer. He had to answer questions about not starting and starting and the offensive line stinking and turning the ball over to lose games.
And should Pop Douglas have made this play?
Yeah, he got a crash course.
What about when Kayshon Booty handed one of your balls to a cornerback?
You could have answered all the Jaden Daniels. So, how does it feel to be 9-4? Like, whatever, throwing touchdowns and Hail Marys. Like, those are all easy. It's easy to be a leader when you're winning and leading and going to playoffs.
But, hey, did you ever expect to be in this deep a tire fire your rookie year in the NFL?
Right. So, and I...
He does sound like he's maturing.
He is, naturally. And I don't even know if it's maturing or just there is a certain comfort level with time. He's the starting quarterback. We all know that. You know how we know that? Because they paved the runway for him by getting rid of any competition that he might have for the position.
Are we going with paved the runway or cleared the deck?
Cleared the deck. Cleared the deck is like a boat. I don't like that.
Yeah.
He's ready to, like, take off. So you want the runway.
Now, could some of his confidence and comfort be coming with the fact now that they paved the deck or cleared the runway?
Well, then I don't like that. If his confidence comes from others weakening that everything around him, then that's not good.
Oh, man, I feel really good about this hand. Yeah, but you got to pick four aces out of everyone else's hand.
It's like if you took all the good runners out of the Boston Marathon, and then I'm like, I think I could win this thing. Yeah, it's not really winning it if they took all the good runners.
There's no value in that. It's just a bunch of you out there.
Right. It's a bunch of 40-something fat middle-aged white men running.
Well, why'd we have to be fat?
I don't know. We're not Some really. Are. I think we're actually in good shape, Fitzgerald.
I would say we're doing a fine job compared to.
You go to, like, the mall or something, or like a festival or anything.
Yeah. You've been to Disney recently?
Good. Yeah, we look pretty good.
I would say so.
Yeah,
all right, good on us.
Get better about ourselves. Drake May gets it. We're feeling better about our body image. It's tremendous first hour here on WEEI Afternoons. And I promise the next three will be even better because 3:30, our guy, Ted Johnson, yucking it up with Mike Vrabel. How you like them apples? We got an exclusive one-on-one with Mike Vrabel. Yes, Dan Ball.
And then Ted Johnson will be here to react to all of it beginning at 4 o'clock today.
Ooh, and Teddy's going to be in studio at 4 o'clock. Wow. Things are just coming together nicely. It's like the A-team. I love it when a plan comes together. Up next, the plan is to do the three-point stance where Dan Ball is going to have something really, really insightful to say. Talk to you soon.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.